back to the house. It had one bathroom, no dishwasher, no air conditioning, one washing machine, but no dryer. Yet it had two front doors. Two front doors. Right next to each other at 90 degrees. I never thought it was strange until I dug up some old pictures years later. There's symbolism in it. It made no sense. It didn't conform to any standards. Yet it was accepted as if it was completely normal and did not need to be fixed. Just like my family. But enough about the house. Let's talk about the poor, pathetic saps that lived under that roof. My mom was a full-blown hippie. Everyone thinks being a hippie is all free love and tambourines, but my mom was the paranoid bummer version of hippie. There was constant hand-wringing and worrying about the atomic bomb, the ozone layer, the pollutions, streams filled with dead fish, oppressing indigenous people. Her message was basically, good luck enjoying your childhood. While other people starve, the planet goes to shit, and eventually we nuke each other. Oh, and it's our fault because we're evil, greedy, white people. Hanging out with a depressed hippie is the definition of lose-lose. It'd be like if a rice cake had the caloric content of a moon pie. And my mom swung with some world-class long hairs. She had a friend named Happy, one named Sunshine, another named